Thought Press Network.
C-R-I-T.
Die!
Welcome everybody to another episode of Crit or Die.
Crit or Die. Bruh, bruh, bruh.
Bears love gaming. And as always, I'm here with Pedro Cortez.
That's me. You know my voice.
And myself. My name is Kenny Cortina. And again, this is another episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I just want to let you know that we were on a little hiatus as far as the Talking Geek is concerned. We had things to do. We had life.
Hey, life. Life, man. Life comes in and sometimes smack you right in the crotch.
To be quite honest, we had to think about Trump for a while. You know.
That was right.
It all caught up and we had to just sit there.
Had like 6 months of it holding back and a little drop at the same time.
So, you know, we're back, but now we're going to keep it consistent as ever with some exciting things that we're going to be bringing up to not only with us here at Crit or Die, but also with Talking Geek with new things coming out. But first, we're going to go ahead and talk about some deliciousness in gaming.
Yeah, we before we've talked about a lot about like board games, and we talked a lot about analog shit. Now it's time to get a little digital.
We're going to talk about role playing games in general. In fact, one of the listeners at the that listened to the Talking Geek as well as Crit or Die asked us a question. They asked us, "Which do you prefer? Do you prefer an RPG that is a standalone, as in it does, or?" Let me go ahead and reword that, guys.
Well, it was more like, do you prefer things in like a saga format, or do you prefer things that are more standalone? Do you like series or sets of individual ideas?
Right, and this is a very broad question. Like it's simple, one or the other. With in fact, this is a very gray line where some actual games, franchises are better off as standalones.
Okay.
So
let's also be 100% serious here. If a game company likes a game enough, they will try to turn it into a series.
Right.
So that's like, we need to get that out of the way right now. The goal of any time they make something is they want it to have fucking 90 different fucking versions of it.
No, and it's going to happen. But however, what the question is actually asking is if we would prefer a game that, if you did not play any other sequel or any other incarnation of the series, it is still considered standalone. Like, you could still play, like, for instance, Final Fantasy would be the biggest one to talk about.
Well, what's interesting about Final Fantasy is it is a series of different games, but they're not connected. This is one of those interesting things where you see the Final Fantasy name and that means a certain pedigree, but it doesn't mean that you're getting an interconnected saga. It's not like if you get something like Mass Effect or Dragon Age. If you get Dragon Age, you know that you're in this one fucking world and another part of that world doing a bunch of bullshit. When you get Final Fantasy, you're like, well, I know I'm going to get pretty boys running around in a world. There's going to be a lot of ridiculously named shit. The music's going to be really nice. It's going to be real pretty. Probably kind of dumb.
And really, Final Fantasy is one of the very few franchises out there that can be considered a standalone series in a game in a saga worth of video games that came out of it.
Dragon Quest probably being the other big one since they're up to their 10th one. So, and each one of those has been fucking huge in Japan. Never really made it here stateside, but in Japan, ooh.
What I'm trying to say with regards to this question is there are some RPGs out there, even though they have sequels to it, like for instance, we can talk about going back to Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy VII is by far my favorite of the series, of the actual franchise, mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VII. It really launched not only Final Fantasy itself, it also helped launch PlayStation itself.
Yep.
Along with Metal Gear Solid. It also vaulted, my opinion, RPGs in the States. I know that that's saying a lot considering that Final Fantasy was on Super Nintendo beforehand, but I honestly think that it is pushed for more RPGs to come to the States from Japan.
Well, let's also never forget, if you were around at that time, the commercials that they had for, like, first of all, they were getting, like, cinematic-style commercials at a time when games were, and not only were you getting cinematic-style commercials, you were getting actual video from the game in them. Like, I remember it was something along the lines of, like, coming to theaters never, only to PlayStation. And it was the shot of Sephiroth coming up to the Mask of Genova.
Right.
So, Final Fantasy VII did a really good job of taking this concept that some people had heard of, putting it on a new nascent system that a lot of people hadn't really backed, and coming at the right time and place.
And blew it out the water. PlayStation, Final Fantasy VII showcased what PlayStation was capable of off the jump.
Yeah.
I mean, Right from the start. Metal Gear Solid did the same thing too. However, Final Fantasy, to me, sticks out a lot more in my head, especially when it comes to the RPG format. When I look at Final Fantasy itself, I don't have to play any other Final Fantasy to enjoy just one.
To enjoy, well, specifically 7 in this case.
7. Or even still, I can go so far as to say that Final Fantasy 13, even though they came out with a sequel to it, I could still play the first one. They came out with two sequels to it. I could still play it on its own without having to worry about sequels.
So let me ask you in that case. Do you prefer the Final Fantasies that you can play by itself, you get your one hit story and you're good, or do you like the ones where they go deeper into it? Like you said, 7 has several sequels to it, 13 has several sequels to it, 12 has a sequel to it. You know, do you like these larger expansions of these worlds, or do you prefer like 8 and 9 where you just get like your main story and then like you're out of there?
Well, first off, don't ever bring up 8. 8 was
8's not a bad fucking
8
game.
8 was horrible.
8 is not a bad game.
8 was horrible.
8's biggest
sin
is
the story. 8, that's it. That's
8
what it is.
Yes, I do like the story and I like the playing gameplay.
No, the gameplay was horrible. What's the point of having magic that you don't play?
Listen, as a stat nerd, that game is your fucking wet dream.
Yeah,
you can break that game in a way.
But in stats, but the thing is that it prevents you from using one facet of the game that was the benchmark. It was magic. You need to play magic.
But that's what the genius behind Final Fantasy VIII is. It takes your expectation of what magic is supposed to be. You're like, oh, magic is now this consumable item instead of it being like a spell that I can use over and over again. But instead, it's just like, no, magic just makes your attack way the fuck stronger. And depending on how you junction everything, you fuck that game up so bad.
I'm sorry, but for that, I would rather just say, give me armor that gives me pluses to my attack and keep out magic if you're going to.
Whenever it hits PSN, because eventually that upgraded version that's on Steam will hit PSN, pick up, there's like a FAQ that I specifically want you to read about how the stat boosting works in that. Fuck around with it, and you're going to come away from that like, okay, I get it. Maybe it might not be one of your favorites, but you'll get why I like it.
Ugh. What?
It's min-max the fucking RPG.
Look, okay, I'm sorry. We're going to agree to disagree right now.
Okay, yeah. We're going to disengage here.
Because we could go off the rails right now off of this.
Yeah, but it loops back around. Do you prefer those quick one-hit stories, or do you like the things that kind of expand
to,
more on
to
their
be
things?
Quite honest, I am a kind of person, and I guess because it's my mentality of gaming, is I guess the same way when it comes to the actual arc of a story. I understand sagas. For instance, I know one of your favorite games, Mass Effect, is an ongoing fucking
that
saga.
That is a space opera and designed as such.
Right, it is designed that way where you have to play every sequel starting from the beginning in order to enjoy it that much. I get it. However, I don't think, to me, I would rather get all of that in one shot and hit me in the face with it. Like Final Fantasy VII, I'll even go Final Fantasy IX was a good one.
Yep.
I can go with Chrono Trigger because I know they did Chrono Cross, but they did not need to do that.
Well, Chrono Cross, I love Chrono Cross. It is that game has a ton of fucking problems.
Right. Chrono Trigger on its own would have been fine. I would have had no problem with
if
Chrono
it ending
Trigger.
Right there.
If it ended right there.
And actually, if Chrono Cross was its own thing, I think actually attaching the Chrono name to Chrono Cross did more damage than good. Not because it's a bad game, but because people had expectations.
No, and I'm not saying that RPGs that are part of a long-standing saga, that are part of a trilogy or four or five sets into it, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that I would rather prefer engrossing myself into one big game than to have to wait until the next game comes out to enjoy the first one I did.
Yeah. Now
like,
the
like
example,
for instance, Uncharted. Mm-hmm. I know Uncharted, even though Uncharted is connected to each other, you could play Uncharted 4 for instance,
yes,
without having to play the first three. Now
you can play 1, 2, and 4 solo. Three.
I love how you left out three.
No, three is not a bad game, but it relies on you understanding his relationship with his girlfriend to really get the story beats out of it that you want.
Right. So, so I'm going to ask you the question then, the same that you asked me. Would you rather enjoy a standalone RPG, or does it need to be part of a saga?
See, now this is where I'm gonna have my cake and eat it too, and say both. Because here's the thing: a lot of the games that I really really dig are part of longer sagas. Not including the Final Fantasy games. One of my favorite RPGs that, God, I can only think of like 4 or 5 people who liked it, is Xenosaga.
Actually, very little people like that game.
So Xenosaga, the first Xenosaga, is a long, talky, for most people, boring experience. But if you like 80s and 90s era space opera anime, like that is what that game is. That game is also very stat heavy, stat manipulation. So later on, like, you are doing fucking ridiculous bullshit with your characters. I love that series. That series is supposed to be 7 games long.
Wow.
Six or seven games long, and it ended up doing poorly because it was a very niche game targeted to a very, even in Japan,
to a very small audience. Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually Bandai just gave up on it, and they fused the story. Okay. So the third game was in development, and they fused the third and the fourth game that were being co-developed at the same time, and stuck in one game, stuck 4 games worth of story in it.
Which to me would have been cool, but that's the thing. I don't want people to think that standalone games, standalone RPGs, have to push and like cram so much into it in order to enjoy it.
Yeah.
For instance, Super Mario RPG
works so well
being so simple how it is.
And it's funny you mention Mario RPG, because if you look at the Mario and Luigi series or the Paper Mario series, those are longer series that are all, well, the latest Paper Mario games haven't been RPGs, but like specifically the Mario and Luigi games are technically all in the same world, and they are, each has an individual story, but each one wraps up enough so that you don't have to play the next one. You don't have to play the one following to understand what happens in the other. Like, they're pretty good at being solo.
Right. And I get you. When it comes to Super Mario in as a whole has a story to it, with really, it's almost like it's a repetitive thing that goes back. Like, it's using the repetitive
context. Hey, guess
what?
Peach is going to get fucking kidnapped at
some
point.
Always, constantly. However, but that's the thing. With Super Mario, I don't have to play every single incarnation in order to enjoy it. Galaxy was awesome. Super Mario Galaxy was great. Super Mario Brothers 3 is a classic. But
yeah, there is no real connected to it. I specifically mentioned the Mario and Luigi series, since those are RPGs and those have like the longer kind of stories that could connect if they were to be designed that way.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I don't want people to think that RPGs have to be strictly turn-based or strictly stat-driven games, like Final Fantasy or like for instance, Zelda is considered an RPG in this sense.
It's an action adventure.
It's an action adventure.
It's RPG-ish.
It's RPG-ish, and a lot more games that have been coming out recently have that RPG flair to it.
I mean, Skyrim is our super fucking RPG, and that's like super mainstream.
Skyrim, you have BioShock has that RPG feel
it
to
has
it as well.
Yeah, RPG elements.
It has RPG elements into it. There's also even first person shooters out there right now that have the RPG element.
I mean,
to
fucking
it.
Destiny. Destiny is straight up an MMO.
Is an MMO, and you also have Overwatch, which is technically
That I wouldn't call that an RPG. That's not. It has a level progression, but the level progression is more for your rank online and for unlocking shit, as opposed to like giving you like tangible benefits.
But let me ask you this: I know Mass Effect, you love.
Yes,
I know that much.
Very much.
Can you tell me another RPG that's out there that has a long-standing saga that is intertwined with one another that you should play as a whole?
I mentioned in the beginning Dragon Age, also done by BioWare. Dragon Age has a very long, rich backstory to it that's been covered in books and covered in comics and in associated media. And it's up. I mean, there's only 3 base games, but the level of thought that went into this world is pretty fucking ridiculous. And while each game is not connected insofar as that you're not playing the same person in every one, like, what you do in each game will have an impact on each game following afterwards. Like, depending on whether or not you saved one person, like, the king will change, and in the next game, then how that king reacts to events will alter how things happen in a town, and how things happen in a town will change who ends up coming to you in the third game, and will make a choice either very simple or very difficult.
Now, see, here's the thing. You bring that up, and I'm thinking about it now, and the one game that I actually enjoy, as it's becoming a trilogy now, it's had a lot of spin-off games and variations to it, Kingdom Hearts.
Well, my God.
Kingdom Hearts, essentially, I'm talking about Kingdom Hearts 1 and Kingdom Hearts 2. I'm not talking about Kingdom Hearts 27.5/point blank, whatever.
You got really close, actually, with you actually fused three names in there.
Yeah, so I don't want to talk about those because those are just handheld versions, spin-offs, to keep people
point is for the overall story. They've put important story parts in all of those fucking games.
Which is ridiculous because... It makes more sense to have that information in the actual main game, the main.
Okay, so with the most recent release of it is the Kingdom Hearts HD collection for PS4, which has Kingdom Hearts, it has the two Kingdom Hearts collections, and that's has six games on one disc. It has the six games that you need for all of the base for all to get the entire story. Each one of those collections has two games and a movie.
Jesus.
That covers. Yes. And they're both like the first one has Kingdom Hearts 1, it has the interstitial game between 1 and 2, Chain of Memories, and then it has the DS game, which it gives you the backstory of characters from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Is that the card one? Is that the one where cards?
The card one is Chain of Memories. That one is actually playable.
Okay.
Then the second collection has Kingdom Hearts 2, which is the one you want to play. Then it has the PSP version, which is Birth by Sleep, which is the prequel to the entire fucking game.
Jesus.
And then it has the movie for the second DS game. Oh, wait, I forgot to mention, there's another fucking HD collection available.
Oh, dear God.
That has the 3DS game, and it has a playable preview of Kingdom Hearts 3.
You see, and this is fucking ridiculous.
Yes, it's fucking dumb.
No, and I get why. I get it. They want people to buy it to play.
No.
And that's why they add the shit that's like, oh, this is actually part of the story. So when Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, when something happens, when Donald Duck touches his nose, you're like, oh no, it's about this. No, I don't need to know that.
The Donald and Goofy haven't been in the games since Kingdom Hearts 2.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God. Fuck.
It's all other fucking characters.
I'm gonna say three words. Fuck that noise. So
yeah, you're gonna go into Kingdom Hearts 3 and be like, what the fuck is going on?
Which is, you know what? That's the thing. I'm kind of glad that.
Wait a minute, Kairi and Riku are keymasters. What? Sora isn't. What the fuck?
I have a feeling, because Kingdom Hearts 3 is gonna come out to the main consoles
one day.
One of these days. Hopefully, but I know they're gonna come out before Final Fantasy VII Remake. Let's not even get into.
Oh yeah,
that.
No, that's not yet.
Let's not even get into that. When Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, there's going to be an actual quote-unquote intro level, which will explain everything that has happened.
Nope, I have a feeling that there's going to be no intro level. It's going to be raw dog right into the action.
Well, that's, you know what? I will give them respect if they say, you know what, fuck you guys.
Fuck you, play the other games.
Fuck you guys, play the other games in order to figure out what all this shit happened.
I mean, fuck them, but also, bravo.
But I have a feeling they're just going to do a quick snippet of things that happen.
Maybe they'll do. They'll, you know what? That quick snippet, it's going to be whatever Utada song that they use for the intro.
Pretty much.
And that'll be the video.
It'll be that long. It'll be
you're like,
5 minutes.
Okay, I guess some shit happened, and I guess they're coming to fuck shit up. So I also wanted to give an example of a good game that was solo in a series that did not, it unfortunately never got a fucking sequel. So this is the point's kind of moot. It's a game called Skies of Arcadia. That came out on the Dreamcast and the remake on the GameCube. Fucking-tastic game. It's really good, super charming, really great music, like good graphics for the time. Had a variety of different things about like sky pirates and shit. Like you had a ship battle element to it, like in the middle of this fucking game. Like
yeah, you know what? The weirdest thing is that Dreamcast is one of those consoles that I really wish was still here. I would still be playing it right now. That I wish there was a Dreamcast 3.5.
It would be, yeah, it would be that far. Well, the thing that was so frustrating about the Dreamcast was that, like, it was such an incredible time for creativity. One of the reasons why it died was that it was just too weird for most people. Whereas, like, Sony went straight up for, like, realism. Like, Sega was like, no, let's give them creative shit. And unfortunately, Americans are not that creative, so they did not eat that. And yes, you know, Sega did a bunch of real dumb shit too, but that's, yeah, definitely don't write that off. But I'll say, man, a lot of the shit that people were doing on Dreamcast was fucking way more interesting than in most other places.
They were a little more ambitious on Dreamcast than they were on other sets.
Yeah.
Than they were in other consoles. But going back to RPGs, I mean, now, let me ask you, Pedro, are you excited about any standalones that are being, like, is there any standalones coming
out
right now?
Well, what's so interesting about how the market has changed, like, no longer do you need to be a big monolithic company like, well, Monolith, for instance, or Square Enix, or any one of a dozen other RPG makers. People, like, can release their own shit. So, like, one of my favorite games the last 10 years is Undertale. Like, I've talked...
Undertale is a great... Actually, and you know what? You brought it up in a previous episode before, and I actually went ahead and played the first 10 minutes of the game.
Oh, you played it?
Yes, and in fact, I enjoy the actual concept of the game that you don't always have to fight.
Yes. In fact, one may say that there's a very definitive choice you have to make whether or not you want to fight or not.
Yes. And I've already, and the thing is that if you want, I will tell you right now, Undertale is one of those very, like, seldomly heard games that you should go ahead and get now. Yeah. If you go on the interwebs, they talk about it. But to be honest, if you go out right now and talk to your friends, more than likely they don't know.
Stay cherry on it because there's a lot of really fucking neat surprises in there. If you don't like to play on your PC, they are releasing a version on PS4 this summer. So,
that's awesome.
Yes. All the shit that came out in E3, the thing that made me the most excited was fucking, they're like, oh, I get to replay this game again.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, games like Undertale, as long as it has, I think, you know what, let's boil it down to this. Whether or not it is standalone or saga driven, as long as it has that concept in a game that you don't normally see that grabs you, it's something that you would play over and over again.
Yeah. I think the ultimate story is, if it's going to be a saga, fucking be designed as such from the beginning and don't give me bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, you know, you're not always going to luck out like Star Wars did when they did the sequels for the original trilogy. So don't think that because you make this awesome standalone that all of a sudden now I need to make a sequel and we're just going to throw shit in there because people enjoyed the first one so much. I'm not going to worry about what happens in the second. People are just going to get it. That's what fizzles out a lot of RPGs.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like how movies are. The first one is usually done really well, and then the second one is just them trying to get money.
Yeah, straight up.
I mean, not all games. Usually they went into the third, like fucking Uncharted.
Uncharted 3 is not bad, but it definitely doesn't hold up to the first two. Well, story-wise, the first one's still kind of butt to play, but it's still like a fun Indiana Jones story. The second one just works from beginning to end on every way, shape, or form. And 3 definitely looks worse because 4 is as fucking good as it is. 4 is so good, it's like, ooh, man, this is what 3 should have been in the first place.
But all in all, I want to say that RPGs in general, they will always be my number one genre when it comes to video games. If I know it has an RPG element in it, I would be more keen into wanting to play that than anything else.
Yeah.
And however, I do want to say that I want to start venturing into another genre of games. Really, not action adventure. I'm going to call them horror only because that is the closest thing that I can say. Like, for instance, the new Jason Voorhees game that has come out.
Oh, well, that's a third person action game.
Right.
That's like I'm only using this as a comparison. It doesn't play at all like it, but like Devil May Cry, that kind of style, where you're pulled back, you have a certain control set.
Gears of War?
It's actually more like the more recent Metal Gear Solids.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
It's nowhere near as good, but that's a more, it actually, you said Gears of War. Gears of War is a more apt
It's
example.
More accurate because when you say third person, that's the first thing I think of.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, that's a.
And also the other thing I want to talk about now, and because I brought up Jason Voorhees, we need to talk about fighting games more. And I know that in our next episode, we got to start talking about,
yeah,
especially.
Yeah, I can talk some fighting games too.
Especially since Injustice 2 has been out for a little bit. There's a lot of more fighting games out there.
Oh,
Mortal
there's a
Kombat.
Bunch of shit that got fucking announced at E3 that, yeah, I will talk your ear off about.
In fact, I will go ahead and venture to say, go ahead, if whoever's listening to this episode now, if you are a fan, go ahead, reach out to us. Either message us on Facebook, message us on Twitter, message us.
Just drop us
anything,
a line, baby.
And let us know what you think we should discuss in our next episode. If it is going to be a video game, a fighting game, by all means, let us know what is your favorite. What question do you have for us to talk about? It took forever for one motherfucker to go ahead and give us a question, and it was talking about RPG. We could talk about this shit forever, but we need to keep this in a confined.
Yeah, we're trying to keep this. We're trying to keep it tight.
We're trying to keep it tight like a toiger. So, for the next episode, if you have any questions, let us know. We'll be making this more. We're gonna make this more constant for you guys. We want to make sure that you at least get us in your earbuds for at least once a month, because Talking Geek is gonna be coming out once a month. You got us. You got Morbid Curiosity. You got Brunchins and Dragons that's going to be coming out soon. We talked about this on the Patreon episode. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys didn't know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Anybody who's not a Patreon subscriber does not know. We actually already have another episode of Crit or Die talking all about magic. And you guys weren't able to hear it if you don't have a Patreon account.
Oh, that's a goddamn shame for you. It only costs a dollar, though. You can jump on that train real quick.
All we need is $1. $1 from you a month on our Patreon, and we'll be more than happy to show you stuff, recording from different, not only from us, but from Morbid Curiosity, from the Talking Geek, special behind-the-scenes stuff from all of our different aspects of the Talking Geek from Thought Press. So by all means, help us out. We always encourage you guys to give us feedback, what you like, what you don't like. If you need us to shave our beards, because we won't, but I will let you can at least
tell us.
No,
I made that mistake already.
Yeah, Pedro already made that mistake. So he's a shaven bear right now. But, you know, until then, you know, this is we're wrapping up now this episode, but if you want to follow us, we are on part of the Talking Geek, which the Talking Geek is part of the Thought Press Network. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Pedro, where can they find you?
You find me over at Twitter at Pedro Cortez Get. That's Cortez with an S. And on Instagram at Gurren Lagann, like the anime.
And you can find me on Instagram, Cuban Polar Bear, underscoring between each word. I know how much Pedro loves that. You can also find me on Twitter, K Skeets. That is K-S-K-E-E-T-Z. And, you know, I usually just on my Twitter, I'm going to tell you the truth, all I do is just repost. It's just retweet stuff that I like. So if I like your stuff, I will retweet your stuff. So other than that, this is another episode of Crit or Die. I want to thank Pedro.
Heard our beautiful voices.
And you know, now this is about that time that the bears you know, get all sexy.
Where we get all sexy, and I feel a little tickling on this on this blue ball mic that I am speaking into right now.
You know, and it's been such a long time since we actually did this. Actually, we did this on a Patreon episode, but
I've been making you guys wait for so long, and I feel terrible about that. So
I know. So we're actually going to keep you nice and warmed up, just to let you hear us talking so sweetly.
Something like this to think of us at night.
It's like leathery honey type.
Leathery honey. Oh my God, that's
like, it's just sultry.
That went left when I went right.
You know, it's a swerve. It's a swerve. You know, if you guys have a chance, follow us, like us. Thanks again for listening to Crit or Die.
Thank you very much. We love gaming. Bears love gaming.
Until next time.
Bye.